310 West 12th and 24th and Industrial. The Liquor Store, 507 South Commercial. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th. Triad Leasing, 1123 Commercial. Gambino's Pizza, 1003 Industrial. And the Bourbon Cowboy, 605 Commercial.
Fill it out and return it to the sponsor location where you got it by 10 a.m. Thursday, March 20th. The person with the most points wins the grand prize. Second place receives $300 in cash from Emporia State Federal Credit Union. $100 in cash goes to the third place finisher. Earn bonus points by listening to the 750 Sports on KVOE beginning Thursday, March 20th. Contest rules are at KVOE.com. One entry per person per sponsor location. Join the madness. Beat the bracket and win.
Have you ever heard of the Queensland Stinger? Well, after I tell you about it, you might put that trip to Australia on hold. The Queensland Stinger is a shrub that grows along the eastern coast of Australia. It can grow up to 30 feet tall and has big, beautiful heart-shaped leaves. The scary part is that on those leaves are thousands of tiny hairs that act as hypodermic needles, stinging anyone who comes in contact with them and causing excruciating pain for anywhere from 2 days to 2 months. It's obvious that this plant, while appearing beautiful, packs a real punch. The same can be said for our sin. While choosing our way over God's often seems right, it always leaves us hurting. Avoid the sting of sin and follow the boundaries that God has lovingly given us. This is Jordan Steinman with 12th Avenue Baptist Church. For What It's Worth.
For What It's Worth is brought to you by Clover Cliff Ranch Bed and Breakfast. Get away in the heart of the Flint Hills.
Local news, weather, and sports.
Hey, I'd like that.
There's a lot to like at KVOE.com.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I, who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I...
KVOE-FM, Emporia.
Yeah, you can find us where the party's at.
That's country right there.
Country 101.7 FM.
The following is a production of Emporia's radio stations.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Colby Event Center in Colby, Kansas, as we're set to bring you today's girls' third place game between the Attica Bulldogs and the Lebo Lady Wolves. This activity is brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Rebroadcast in whole, already made written permission of the KSHA. And the Mel's Tire pregame show, Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Buckland, Attica came in advance to today's game. They beat Buckland 47-40 on Wednesday, but then lost to Lynn last night 54-39. While Lebo beat Hodgman County 44-24, but lost last night to Hanover 37-34. One of the things with this game here, this is a tough game in that for emotional-wise. This is one game, this is the game that you didn't think that you would be in, but you realize today you still got a game to play and still got a chance to end the season with a trophy and some medals to come home from Colby. So this just ought to be I think for Lebo today, they've got to put last night's game behind them. It's so hard to do when you're anticipating being in the championship game, but put last night's game behind them. If they come out early on and can get some shots to fall, I think that will really get them thinking, okay, we can get this. We can get this done. If they don't, it's going to be a struggle, and Attica might be a tough team to handle with that struggle. Attica's a pretty good team, and they're out of the heart of the Plains League. And so, yeah, all kinds of stuff going on here today. And that will wrap up the Mills Tire pregame show. Mills Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, three self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Country 101.7.
Back here at the Colby Event Center. They're introducing the starting lineup. So let's give you the starting lineup. Starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For the Lebo Lady Wolves, they'll go with Allie Peak, a 5'6 junior, Allison Conrady, a 5'8 junior, Abby Jones, a 5'5 senior, Sierra Crouch, a 5'7 senior, and Sage Hadley, a 5'8 senior. Head coach is Patrick Gardner. He's assisted by Jamie Moore. For Attica, they'll go with Zoe Redgate, a 5'5 senior, Liberty Swingle, a 5'10 sophomore, Emma Asper, a 5'3 junior, Katie Hempel, a 5'7 junior, and Bailey Rickey, a 5'8 senior. Head coach is Scott McCartney. He's assisted by Louis Vandiver. Lebo in their road red with white numbers, white Lebo across their chests, and red and black stripes. While Attica in their home white with black Attica across their chest, black numbers, and black stripes. Sage Hadley, Lebo going right to left across your radio dial. Sage Hadley jumping center. for Lebo, while Liberty Swingle jumps for Attica. The tip goes to Lebo. Allie Peek with it. Gets it across the timeline. Now right side to Crouch, down in the corner. To Jones, back up. Left side it goes to Conradi. Conradi's going to be fouled out front by Katie Hempel. That'll be her first. And Lebo set the inbound. They get the ball in to Crouch. Crouch gets it back up to Jones. Now right side Peek. Peek gives it, picks up her dribble. Now gets it to Hadley. Hadley, spin move, gets it outside. Conradi for three, no good. Rebounded to Abby Jones. They get it back up to Conradi. Conradi to Hadley. Hadley drives in, shots up off the glass, no good. Rebound to Attica. Now loose ball in backcourt. But coming up with it was Emma Asper. They get the ball off to Zoe Redgate. Redgate gives it up to, oh, left side to Asper. Asper drives baseline. Shot blocked by Sage Hadley. Here comes Lebo on the break. Allie Peek with it. Right side gives it back up. Sage Hadley for three. No good. Rebound to Attica. Zoe Redgate gives the ball over the left side to Hempel. Hempel back up to Asper. Asper right side to Redgate. Redgate back up to Hempel. Hempel now to Ricky. Ricky right side to Redgate. Redgate on the right wing. Gets the ball up to Asper. Asper left side it goes driving in. Reverse layup is up and no good. Rebound put back up and good by Bailey Ricky. First 2 points of the night of the day go to Attica. Crouch has it. Gives it in to Hadley. Hadley right side Conradi for three. Good. Allison Conradi with the Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison three. Pressure being put on the backcourt. Now we're going to get a foul on Sierra Crouch. Her first team foul on Lebo. Lebo with the lead, 2-1. 3-2 with 5:52 to go in the first quarter. The pressure being put on in backcourt. Attica having some trouble with it. Loose ball going to the right side, and it's out of bounds to Lebo. Inbounds pass comes into Conradi. Conradi right side to Jones. Jones gets the ball in on the right baseline. Now they get it into Hadley. Hadley's tripped on her way to the basket and a foul on the Bulldogs. Foul is on Zoe Redgate. Her first, second team foul. Inbounds pass comes in. Right side Sierra Crouch for three. Good. Sierra Crouch with her first. Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison three. They were going to get a traveling call on Attica. Sage Hadley with it. Gives the ball over to Jones. Jones comes off the dribble on the left side. Gets the ball to Hadley. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded to Attica. Coming up with it's Liberty Swingle. She has the ball stolen by Sage Hadley. Sage Hadley with the steal and the layup. And it's a quick 8-2 lead by Lebo. Timeout called by Attica. Timeout called by Coach Scott McCartney. We'll take a timeout too. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Country 101.7.
Attica's able to break the press. They get the ball inside, but then stolen by Sage Hanley. Hanley out to Peak. Peak layup. No good. Rebounded by Attica. Here they come. Hemphill with it. Gets it across the timeline. Now dishes it off to Redgate. Redgate left side to Hemphill. Hemphill dribbles baseline. Now dishes it out. Redgate for three. No good. Rebounded by Hadley. Hadley gets it for Lebo. Down the court it goes to Sierra Crouch. Layup good. They are come out put with a focus tonight. That's now five for Sierra Crouch, and it's a 10-2 lead for Lebo. Attica with it. Gets it. Katie Hemphill gives it over to Asper. Asper loses the ball out of bounds. Almost comes over to the equipment, but it's going to be out of bounds off Sierra Crouch. Rachel Barnhart and Ellie Grimmett in the game for Lebo. Inbounds pass comes in the Redgate. Now with the ball. Redgate has it. Redgate on the right side. Gets the ball up. Ball stolen by Hadley. Hadley gets it down the court. Layup by Crouch. Good. Sierra Crouch with seven, and it's a 12-2 lead for Lebo. And now we're going to get a tie-up. We're going to get a foul, actually, on Rachel Barnhart. Comes in to Katie Hemphill. Hemphill brings it over. And loses the ball out of bounds. Now Jones gets the ball inbound. Pass goes into Barnhart. Outside it goes. Ellie Grimmett. Grimmett gets it inside. Barnhart layup. Good and a foul. Yep. Three throws up by Rachel Barnhart and good. Lebo out to a 15-2 lead. A steal in backcourt. Crouch has it. Gives it to Barnhart. Barnhart, shot is up, no good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Attica. Ball goes left side to Crouch. Crouch, three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Hadley. Put back up, no good. It's time the rebound goes to Attica. Here comes Redgate with it. Redgate driving in. Layup. Good, Annapa. Zoe Redgate, a nice drive. Broke a 15-0 run by Lebo. Free throw is up and good by Redgate. Now Sierra Crouch gets inside. Ball picked up by Abby Jones. Jones gets it. Grimmett back to Jones. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. Lebo leading 15-4. Now, ball goes to right side. Ellie Grimmett back up to Jones. Jones gives it to Hadley. Hadley shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Attica. Hemphill gets it down the court to Swingle. Swingle gets it up. Now the ball, loose ball, Battleport, and a foul on Sierra Crouch. And that'll be number two on Sierra Crouch. So, Allie Peake and Allison Conrad checking back in the game. replacing Crouch and Jones. Now the ball on the right side to Hemphill. Hemphill gives it up to Swingle. Swingle gives it back over to Hemphill. Right side, ball knocked out of bounds by Ellie Grimmett. It will stay with Attica. Emma Asper set the inbound. She gets it in. Now Asper has it. Right side. Tries to get it inside. Ball knocked away, but now a foul on Rachel Barnhart. Oh, out of bounds. Okay. We're going to say that Katie Hemphill was out of bounds. So now Lebo with the basketball. Ellie Grimmett gets it across the timeline. Now almost a steal, but comes up with it. Barnhart has it in the right corner. Now has the ball stolen away by Asper. Emma Asper layup, no good. Rebound to Asper. Asper gives it back up. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound this time to Rachel Barnhart. Allie Peake gets it across the timeline. Now ball stolen away. Coming up with it, Zoe Redgate. Redgate shot's no good. She's fouled by Rachel Barnhart. Rachel was making sure that that shot was not going to go in. Free throw is up and good. So Redgate now with 4 points. Free throw is up and good. Now they got that's 5 points for Zoe Redgate. Cuts the lead to 15-7. A 5-0 run by Attica. Ball goes in the corner to Conradi. Conradi's shot is up, no good. Rebound to, going to be a foul in backcourt. Redgate going to the free throw line again to shoot two. Free throw is up and good. Free throw is up and good. So Redgate now with 7. Cuts the lead to 15-9. Sage Hadley has the ball almost stolen, but Ellie Grimmett comes up with it. Gets the ball inside to Crouch. Crouch loses it. But it comes out to Grimmett. Grimmett gives it left side to Jones. Jones having trouble. Loose ball, tie up. It will stay with Lebo. So Lebo's gone into this little bit of a disappearing mode here all of a sudden late in the first quarter. Grimmett gets it in to Hadley. Hadley with it. Gets the ball left side to Barnhart. Back up to Jones. Left side Hadley. Hadley for three. No good. Rebound to two. Attica. They get it across the timeline. It's so Redgate with it. Gives the ball right side to Asper. Back over in the corner to Redgate for three. No good. And that does it for the first quarter. And at the end of one, it is Lebo 15, Attica 9. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Pro-season basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, three self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Country 101.7.
Attica on a 5-0 run to end the first quarter as Lebo leads now 7-0 run. Now they get the ball right side to Asper for Attica. Shots up, no good. Rebound put back up by Hemphill is up and good. So they've cut the lead to 15-11. Now the ball goes left side down in the corner to Peak. Peak back up to Jones. Left side, Peak. Peak up to Jones. Right side, driving in, Sage Hadley. Shots up good. Sage now with four. And it ends that 9-0 run by Attica. Now we get traveling in backcourt on Emma Asper. So another turnover for Attica. Now left side it goes to Conrady. Conrady drives baseline. Picks up her dribble, gets it in to Crouch. Crouch is going to be fouled from behind. Foul is going to be on Zoe Applegate. That's her second. So now Lebo set the inbound. If they get the inbounds to Hadley. Hadley shots up, no good. They threw it into Jones, who tipped it over to Hadley. Tried basically a version of an alley-oop, and it just didn't quite go. Asper has it, gets the ball over left side to Swingle. Swingle can't hang on to the ball, and it's out of bounds to Lebo. Lebo with the basketball. They get the ball right side to Peak. Peak tried to get it outside, tried to get it out in the left corner to Conrady. But Conrady wasn't prepared for it, or there was some miscommunication. And the ball goes over to Attica. Attica's got pressure being put on in backcourt. They're able to break the pressure, though, and Bailey Ritchie's shot is no good. Here comes Lebo with it. Allie Peak, right side to Crouch. Crouch back up to Peak. Now to Conrady. Conrady inside to Hadley. Hadley kicks it left side to Jones. Three-pointer's good. That's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison 3. And the lead's back up to 9, 20-11. Attica, they get the ball inside. Shot is up and no good by Hemphill. And then the loose ball on the rebound and goes out of bounds to Lebo. Hadley with it, gets it across the timeline for Lebo. Dribbles over to the left side, gets the ball off to Jones. Jones in the corner to Peak. Back up to Jones. Left side it goes Hadley for three. No good. Rebounded by Conrady, who then has the ball stolen away by Hemphill. Hemphill gives it across the timeline. Now a really long three by Liberty Swingle. No good. Rebound to Lebo. They get the ball to the right side. Back up. Now left side to Peak for three. No good. Rebound to Crouch. Crouch gets it. In the corner goes to Hadley. Hadley goes baseline. She's going to be fouled on the drive. I think they're going to get that foul on Bailey Ricky, her first. Second team foul of the quarter for Attica. Hadley gets it right side to Jones, back up to Hadley. Left side goes to Peak. Peak launches a three, no good. Rebounded by Attica. Asper has it, gets it down the court, throws it too far out in front, and Swingle tried to save it. She did, right into the hands of Sage Hadley. Here goes Allie Peak on the right side. Now back up to Hadley for three. Good! The Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Three-pointer and a timeout called by Attica. We'll take a timeout, too. 4:41 to go in the second quarter. It's Lebo 23, Attica 11. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Country 101.7.
Hadley gets the steal on the inbounds. She's got the ball left side. Sierra Crouch for three. Good! Sierra Crouch with her second Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison three. Now Sierra Crouch launches one again. No good. And a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to get that on Sage Hadley. That is Sage's second personal foul. Lebo right now with a 26-11 lead. Rachel Barnhart and Ellie Grimmett checking back in the game. Now here comes Attica. They get the ball across the timeline. Now they get it up. Zoe Redgate. They get it down in the corner now to Ricky. Ricky gets it up. Shot is up and good by Katie Hemphill. She's got four all here in the second quarter. And now Allison Conrady with it. On the left corner now that goes to Ellie Grimmett in the right corner. Now back left side to Allison. Allison takes the baseline, picks up a dribble, gets it out to Crouch. Launches a three, good. Sierra Crouch with her third Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison three. She's now got 13 here in the first half. Zoe Redgate has the ball stolen by Crouch. Crouch gets it across the timeline. Overthrew Ellie Grimmett. Ellie stopped. If Ellie would have continued into the corner, I think she would have got it. So Redgate has it for Attica. Gets it up to Asper. Asper over to Redgate. Redgate gets it left side to Hemphill. Hemphill drives left side. She's going to call for Palma on the ball. 2:53 to go here in the first half. 29-13. Lebo with the lead and the basketball. Don't forget, you'll be able to catch boys' championship action tonight on Country 101.7 at 6:15 when Opie takes on South Central. With Michael Deeker out there on the call. Ball goes into Rachel Barnhart. Shots up, no good. Rachel battling for the rebound. It's going to be a tie-up. Rachel was going 1-on-3 in there and got a tie-up. Inbounds pass comes in to Conradi. Conradi gives it off to Crouch. Three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Attica. Inbounds pass goes into Allison Conradi. She gets it up to Crouch. Crouch thought about the three, gives it over to Grimmett. Grimmett drives in, dishes right side to Jones. Back up Conradi for three, no good. Rebound to Balafort. It's going to be a tie-up. No, it's a loose ball. And it's here. Crouch and Allison Conradi just went head-to-head with each other. That was just hustle. So now pressure being put on the backcourt. Now Attica breaks the press, gets the ball up, but now Hamp Hill has it. She's going to travel. Crouch gets it across the timeline. 1:45 to go here in the first half. Lebo leading 29-13. Sierra Crouch with another. Another! Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Three-pointer by Sierra Crouch. She's got four here in the half, and she's got 16 points for the half. And leads 32-13. Zoe Redgate has it. Zoe on the right wing. Zoe gets the ball off to Katie Hempel. Hempel gets it left side to Swingle. Swingle picks up her dribble. Gets the ball inside now to Redgate. Redgate gets it shot up to go. She's got nine. And cuts the lead to 32-15. 45 seconds to go. Ball gets cross court. Conradi, she gets it in. The Barnhart spin move. Shots up, no good. Rebound to Attica. They get the ball to the right side to Asper. Asper gets it in baseline to Swingle. Shots up, no good, but she's fouled. 15 seconds to go here in the half. Foul was on Ellie Grimmett. Free throw is up and good by Liberty Swingle. It's her first point of the night. Second free throw is up and good. And a timeout. Timeout called, and we'll take a timeout too. Timeout called by Coach Pat Gardner. And with 15 seconds to go here in the first half, it is Lebo 32, Attica 17. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Country 101.7.
Back here at the Colby Event Center with 15 seconds to go in the first half. Coach Gardner went to set up probably a special play for somebody. in there. Because he had the chalk and the board out. Drawing up a play. Grimmett gets the ball inbounds to Crouch. Crouch gets it across the timeline. Ball over to Jones. Jones goes off the screen to the left side. Now they get it over to Grimmett in the corner to Conradi. Conradi's jumper's up. No good. Rebound goes to Attica. And that does it for the first half. And a half completely dominated by the Lebo Lady Wolves. It is Lebo 32, Attica 17. We'll be back with the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. Be back on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Country 101.7.
Welcome to the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. And at the half, it is Lebo 32, Attica 17. Let's give you a rundown of the statistics. Statistics are brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229. To experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Attica, they're being led by Zoe Redgate with 9, and they got 2 points each from Liberty Swingle, Katie Hempel, Bailey Ricky, and Ainsley Yeager. They are shooting 5 of 14 inside the arc for 36%. 0 for 5 from three-point range. So, yeah, they're just not getting those shots to go down, but they are nice. 7 of 7 at the free throw line. They pulled down 50, they've out-rebounded Lebo 15 to 9, but they have also committed 18 turnovers compared to 5 for Lebo. Lebo's come away with 10 steals compared to 3 for Attica. Points in, now for Lebo, they're being led by 16 points from Sierra Crouch. She is 4 of 6 from 3-point range, 6 of 8 overall. Well, they're getting 7 points from Sage Hadley, and 3 points each from Allison Conradi, Abby Jones, and Rachel Barnhart. They shot 12 of 32 inside the arc for 37%. A nice, if they shot this well last night, we wouldn't be here right now. We'd be later on. They shot 7 of 17 from the 3-point range, and they are 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Levo's pulled down 9 rebounds, 5 defensive and 4 offensive rebounds. They've got 8 assists, 5 turnovers, and a nice 10 steals here in the first half. The enhanced scoring is Levo has outscored Attica 22-2 in points off of turnovers. While Attica's getting more points in the paint, 10-8, and second chance at points go to Attica at 4-0. This is weird because we're used to saying, stay tuned for looking forward to the next game. But we do have one more game on the airwaves tonight as the Opie Eagles take on Coldwater South Central for the 1A Division I state championship down in Dodge City. Michael Deeker will be on the call with pregame at around 6 o'clock with tip-off set for 6:15, and one of which the Opie Eagles, nothing but the best tonight. And I want to remind you that the stats were brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Once again at the half, it is Levo 32, Attica 17. We'll be back after this 3-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Levo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Levo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group.
buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest land group difference.
Country 101.7.
Of the season for the Lebo Lady Wolves. They're going to come out with their original starting lineup of Allie Peak, Allison Conradi, Abby Jones, Sierra Crouch, and Sage Hadley. Atticus coming out with Zoe Redgate, Liberty Swingle, Emma Asper, Katie Hempel, and Bailey Ricky. And Hadley with the basketball. She gets the ball over to Abby Jones. Jones gets the ball to Crouch. Crouch gives it in the corner to Hadley. Hadley gets inside. Now she's going to call for traveling. And yes, I am in front of the Lebo student section, and they're rather boisterous crowd today. Inbounds pass comes in the corner. Now ball kicked away by Abby Jones as they went to trap Emma Asper over there in the corner. Inbounds pass comes in to Redgate. Redgate gets the ball left side to Hempel. Hempel back to Redgate. Redgate gets across the timeline. Down in the corner goes to Redgate. Redgate double team, has loose ball, and it's going to be a tie-up. Actually, it's going to be a timeout called by Coach Scott McCartney. And we'll just keep it right here. As Attica has had trouble really all night, all afternoon long with that zone trap being put on by the Lady Wolves. And so now inbounding the ball for Attica is Katie Hempel to the right, around the right sideline. Gets it in, tried to get it in to Zoe Redgate, but the ball was knocked away by Abby Jones. They get the ball inbounds. They get it in up to Liberty Swingle. Swingle gets across the timeline. Now on the left wing. Now in the corner it goes to Emma Asper. Asper on the gets it in the right side to Hempel. Hempel loses control of the basketball, but runs it down. Gets it up to Asper. Asper to Ricky. Ricky gets it over. Redgate. Redgate's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Sage Hadley. Hadley gets it down to Allison Conradi. Conradi, layup on the right side. Shot's no good. She got deflected by Katie Hempel. Hempel now with it. Gets it across the timeline. Left side three-pointer is up and good by Zoe Redgate. That's a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. And Redgate now with 12 points for Attica. Cuts the lead to 32-20. They get the ball into Sierra Crouch. Right side it goes to Jones. Jones back up to Hadley. Hadley drives in. Gets the shot off. No good. Rebounded by Asper for Attica. Gets the ball up to Liberty Swingle. Swingle right side. Picks up her dribble. Gives it up to Katie Hempel. Hempel gets it in to Redgate. Redgate brings it back out. Three-pointer by Zoe Redgate. It's up, no good. Rebound to Attica. Now three-pointer is up and off the glass and good by Katie Hempel. That's a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Cuts the lead to 32-23. Now three-pointer is up and no good by Allison Conradi. Pressure being put on the backcourt, though, by Lebo. Zoe Redgate's able to break it. Redgate with it on the right side. Gets it down in the corner to Hampel. Hampel gets it back up to Redgate. Redgate going to get an offensive foul. An illegal screen set by Katie Hampel. And Hampel's, that will be her second personal foul. And the first team foul of the half on Attica. Just under 5 minutes to go here in the third. Crouch gets it right side to the peak. Inside it goes to Hadley. Hadley loses the basketball. Comes up in the hands of Attica. They get the ball in the corner to Hampel. Hampel then loses control of the basketball, but it's out of bounds off of the Lady Wolves. Now up top, Redgate picks up her dribble, gives the ball to the right side to Swingle. Swingle picks up her dribble, gets it in underneath. Shot is up and no good by Ricky. Put back up, no good by Ricky. And a rebound by Hadley. Hadley gets it down to Jones. Jones down to Crouch. Crouch thought about the three, gives it up to Peak. Peak gives it to Conradi. Conradi, left side to Crouch. Crouch, back up. Gets the ball off to Peak. Peak has the ball stolen away, tries a cross-court pass. Ball was stolen by Hampel. Down the court with it is Redgate. Redgate being harassed over there by Allison Conradi. Now having some trouble, gets the ball almost stolen away. And it is stolen away by Conradi. Conradi down the court to Hadley. Hadley, layup off the glass, good. Sage Hadley now with 10 and a timeout called by Patrick Gardner. We'll just keep it right here. 3:29 to go in the third quarter. 34-23, Lebo with the lead. I definitely want to thank the folks at the Colby Event Center. This is a great facility to have this tournament. I mean, it is nice. The friendly hospitality reigns here at the Colby Event Center. Couldn't ask for really a nicer place to broadcast from, but to watch good high school basketball. And to the people of Colby that have been very hospitable. Inbounds pass comes in. Attica with it. They get the ball. Asper gets it down the court. To Swingle. Swingle gives it right side to Redgate. Three-pointers no good. Rebound to Lebo. Ellie Grimmett with it. Gets the ball right side. Now they get it over left side to Hadley. Hadley gets it up. Hadley now three-pointer. Good! Sage Hadley with her third. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Now turnover underneath. I told Ellie Grimmett's my great niece, and I told Ellie today that her three-pointer that she made yesterday was missed because we were in news coverage at that time with the wildfire. So I hope she makes a three-pointer today so her uncle can shout. Three-pointer by Sierra Crouch is good. Now there's been somebody that's been hot. That is the fifth. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison three-pointer. Now steal by Hadley. The lead's up to 40-23. Grimmett with it, left side Crouch. Sierra Crouch just launched it again. Good! Oh my goodness. Sierra Crouch with six. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonrod Land Brokers in Madison 3. And the lead balloons up to 43-23. That's what happens when you go back-to-back-to-back on threes. Now a three-pointer is good on the other end by Liberty Swingle. That's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonrod Land Brokers in Madison 3. And the lead's 43-26. Sage Hadley with it. I'll try to get it outside to Ellie Grimmett. And I was going to tell Ellie to shoot. .130 to go here in the third quarter. Lebo with a 17-point lead. Right side it goes to Asper. Asper gets it inside to Redgate. He puts a layup up and good. Redgate now with 14 for Attica. Cuts the lead to 43-28. Sage Hadley launches a three. Good! Sage Hadley with her fourth. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonrod Land Brokers in Madison 3. Henry Ott's getting his money's worth today. Inbounds pass. Now ball stolen away by Hadley. Down to Crouch. Layup. Good. Sierra Crouch with 23. And now with the ball on the left side is Katie Hempel. We're going to get a turnover on Attica. 48-28, Lebo with the lead, 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hadley with it. Right side to Jones, now to Hadley. Right side, Crouch for three. In and out, oh no. And now with it, with the ball, Zoe Redgate. 17 seconds to go. Redgate drives in, basket good, and a foul. Zoe Redgate with 16 points so far tonight. Foul is on Abby Jones, her second. Free throws up and good. Left ball goes left side to Barnhart. Barnhart gives it back up to Grimmett. 4 seconds to go. Going to get a... I think they're going to say she stepped out. We're going to get an offensive foul on Sage Hadley. No, excuse me, on Rachel Barnhart. That's her third. So 3 seconds to go. Ball comes in to Redgate. Redgate gets half court. Shot is up. No good. And that does it for the third quarter. At the end of three, it is Lebo 48. Attica 31. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonrod Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services. Putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo. Helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Country 101.7.
Attica has the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 48-31. Up top, it's Zoe Redgate. She gets it in the right corner to Hampel. Hampel gets inside, has the ball knocked away, but back to Redgate for three. Shots up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Allie Peak. In fact, they're going to get Allie Peak with a foul. That is Allie's first personal. Inbounds pass comes in up top to Swingle. Swingle tries to get it underneath. Ball stolen away by Conradi, who then tried to throw the ball to Sage Hadley, but it was behind her. And the loose ball goes out of bounds to Attica. Inbounds pass comes in. Zoe Redgate gets the ball to Liberty Swingle, right side to Redgate. Redgate gets it in now to Ricky. Ricky back out to Swingle, right side. Three-pointers up and no good by Katie Hempel. Rebound to Lebo. Ball goes in the corner to Jones. Jones gets it back up to Peak. Peak has the ball, now gets it up to Hadley. Hadley, now right side to Crouch. Crouch gets the ball up to Jones on the left side. Now gets in to Crouch, layup good. Sierra Crouch with 26 tonight. Extends the lead to 50-31. Three-pointers up and good by Liberty Swingle. That's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Ball goes inside. Now they get it back out to Crouch. Crouch gets it inside to Conradi. Conradi to Peak. Left side, it goes to Jones. Jones back up to Crouch. Crouch launches it, and no good. Why not? She's hot. They're going to say the ball went out of bounds off Sage Hadley. Coach Gardner would have argued, but you're up 16. Now we've got a trap going on in front of me, but they're able to get out of it. Redgate gets it across the timeline. Dishes over left side to Liberty Swingle for an easy two. She's now got 10. And now the ball goes right side to Abby Jones. Jones gets it up to Conradi. Conradi launches the three. No good. Rebound to Attica. Attica gets it across the timeline. They get it to Hempel. Hempel goes across the left side. Now down in the corner. And we're going to get, she went out of bounds. So Allie Peaks at the inbound it. For Lebo, gets it up to Sierra Crouch. Now they get the ball in underneath with Sage Hadley. Layup, good. Hadley now with 17. Now jumper is up and no good by Hempel. Rebound came down to Lebo. Here comes Conradi. Left side, it goes to Jones for three. Good! That's Abby Jones with another Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Now we get the ball inside, shots up, and no good by Redgate. I do believe that is 12 three-pointers this game by Lebo. They couldn't buy a bucket yesterday from three. Free throw is up and good by Zoe Redgate. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded to Hadley. Hadley gives it up to Abby Jones. Abby Jones gets the ball. Now Peek has it. Peek gives it to Crouch. I thought Sierra was going to launch another three. Allison Conradi three. No good. Rebound. Going to be a foul on the rebound on Sage Hadley. That'll be foul number three on Hadley. Lebo leading 55-37. 4 minutes to go here in the ball game. Now a steal by Crouch. Crouch, layup, no good. Rebound to Attica. Now Redgate gets the ball. Redgate down in the corner. Three-pointer is up and good by Katie Hemphill. That's another. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Broker in Madison. Three, and that timeout called by Attica. We'll take a timeout too. 3:36 to go in the ball game. It's Lebo 55, Attica 40. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Country 101.7.
Don't forget that you can tune in tonight for the 1A Division 1 Boys Championship game as Michael Deeker is out in Dodge City. He'll be set to bring you action tonight at 6:15 tip-off, but I'm sure around 6 o'clock for the pregame show as the Opie Eagles will take on Coldwater South Central. Good luck to the Eagles tonight. Lady Wolves with the lead here, 55-40. They get the ball into Hadley. Hadley going to be fouled. Tried to kick it out to Allison Conradi. Ellie Grimmett and Rachel Barnhart back in the game, replacing Conradi and Peek. Ball comes in the right side to Crouch. Crouch, now they get it up to Jones. Jones to Hadley. Hadley launches a three. No good. Rebound to Attica's Katie Hemphill. Down the court comes Redgate. Shots up, no good. Rebound put back up and good by Bailey Rickey. Rickey now with 4 points. Ball goes to Grimmett. Grimmett gets the ball up to Jones. Jones left side to Barnhart. Barnhart gets inside. Shot is up and good. Rachel Barnhart now with 5 points on the day. And the lead's 57-42. 2:30 to go here in the ballgame. Sarah Crouch on the break. Now going to bring it back out. Gives it over left side. Now they get up to Ellie Grimmett for three. Good! Ellie Grimmett with her first. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Three. I told you she was going to get one. And now Sierra Crouch has it. Gives it up. Jones has it. Now over to Crouch. Crouch picks up her dribble, gives it to Hadley. Hadley drives in, dishes it off to Grimmett. Grimmett takes it to the basket, shot blocked. Rebound by Barnhart, and there's a foul called. They're going to get the foul on Rachel Barnhart. That'll be team foul number five. Oh, just the fourth team foul. So Katie Hempel set the inbound. She gets it in to Redgate. Back up to Hempel. Now to Redgate. Now to Hempel. Hempel gets the ball down the court. Three-pointer is up and no good by Liberty Swingle. With rebound two, Attica. Jumper is up and no good by Hempel. Rebound two, Sierra Crouch for Lebo. 1:25 to go in the season for the Lady Wolves. As they're comfortably ahead in the third place game. Ball goes to the right side. Now they get it in underneath to Sage Hadley. And Hadley's going to be fouled. Checking in the game for Lebo is Brooklyn Hutchinson, a 5'7 sophomore. And Sierra Crouch, a senior, playing her last game for the Lebo Lady Wolves, is going out. And what a great game she ended up with. And now Sage Hadley's being replaced by Alexis Hutchinson. Sage, now Abby Jones going out. And the three seniors just were taken out here. And Coach Gardner, lots of hugs. Ellie Grimmett set the inbound. She gets it in to Hutchinson. Hutchinson's jumper is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Attica. And now in the game, Aubriana Van Ocker replacing Ellie Grimmett. Van Ocker set the inbound. She gets the ball inbounds. Ball stolen away by Katie Hempel. Gets it down the court to Redgate. Redgate's going to drive in. Going to get a blocking foul. She went over Alexis Hutchinson. So the Lebo Lady Wolves comfortably ahead. The free throw is up and good by Zoe Redgate. Second free throw is up and good. Zoe Redgate with 20 for Attica. Rachel Barnhart, spin move, gets in the paint, takes it up, no good. She's fouled, going to the free throw line. Rachel Barnhart with 5 points tonight. Free throw is up and good. She's got six. Substitute coming in for Attica. It is Lakin Schilling, freshman, replacing Zoe Redgate. And also now Lainey Vandeveer in the game. Free throw is up by Barnhart, is no good. Rebound comes to Katie Hempel. Hempel gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles the left side, gets it down in the corner, back up to Hempel. Gets it, tried to get it over to Lakin Schilling, but ball got knocked out of bounds. And now, inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball in. Three-pointer by Hempel's up, no good. Rebound to Rachel Barnhart. Barnhart gets it across the timeline. Down in the corner goes. Three-pointer is up, and no good by Kiara Plummer. Rebound to Attica. 15 seconds to go in the game. It's Lebo's going to come away with the third-place trophy here from the 1A Division II state tournament. Three-pointer is up and good by Katie Hempel. That's another Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Landbroker in Madison 3. And the final score here tonight, Lebo 61, Attica 47. in what really was an entertaining game here this afternoon from Dodge City. I mean, from Colby. I was from Dodge City. No, that's where Michael's at. So congratulations to the Lebo Lady Wolves on getting the third-place trophy. The presentation getting ready to take place here. And both teams played a really good and entertaining game here this afternoon from Colby. Right now, we'll as they're doing the awards presentation, we'll take a timeout and come back with the Rich Door Company postgame show. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Be back after this timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Postseason basketball brought to you by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most. By the Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, free self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Country 101.7.
Back here at the Colby Event Center, where Lebo come away with a 61-47 victory here to this afternoon over the Attica Bulldogs. And quite the celebration taking place to my right as the group and family and team picture and student section was right behind me. And what a great, great scene here it is for these kids from Lebo. I couldn't be happier. I mean, other than they would love to be winning tonight, but guess what? They're still walking home with a third-place medal. They're walking home third place coming up here and waiting on the stat crew to get here and then waiting on Coach Gardner. That's one of the things when, after a game like this, it's always a long time till we get the coaches. But this game was really decided early on with Lebo coming out hot from three-point range and just doing an outstanding the complete opposite of what they were last night. They were hitting everything from three-point range. And just a great feeling to go home with a trophy and with a win. We'll be back with more after this two-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM. Yeah, it's just back here at the Colby Event Center. Just waiting on a few things to get over my way. Don't forget, tonight we'll have the boys championship game get underway at 6:15 tonight from the 1A Division I state tournament out in Dodge City. Michael Deeker will be on the call, and I know that this is a call of a lifetime for Michael. Michael's from Opie. Opie bred, Opie through and through. And he'll have the chance to call an Opie state championship tonight as they'll be taking on Coldwater South Central in a game that will get underway at 6:15 with the pregame set for about 6 o'clock. Let's give you a rundown of the statistics brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Leading the way for the Lebo Lady Wolves. What a night or day from Sierra Crouch. Sierra Crouch was 10 of 15 from the field, including 6 of 10 from three-point arch, for a total of 26 points. That's a night. This is an afternoon game she will never forget the rest of her life. And they were also got 17 points from Sage Hadley, 6 points each from Rachel Barnhart and Abby Jones, 3 points from Allison Conrady and Ellie Grimmett. They shot 23 of 55 from the field for inside the arc for 41%. Overall, they were 13 of 30 from three-point range, 43%. And, slacking off 2 of 3 from the free throw line for 66%. They pulled down 17 rebounds, 13 defensive, 4 offensive. They only had 13 turnovers tonight. They forced 33 by Attica. In fact, 20 steals today for the Lebo Lady Wolves. And with one block shot. And that one block shot was by Sage Hadley. For Attica, they had a nice game. They had three players in double figures. 20 points from Zoe Redgate. 13 from Katie Hempel. And 10 from Liberty Swingle. They also got 4 points from Bailey Rickey. They were 15 of 36 from the field. They were 11 of 12 at the free throw line, while they committed 33 turnovers. And with me is Lebo head coach Patrick Gardner. Coach, you forced 20 steals tonight.
20 steals. That's a pretty good night, right? I thought we know we could. They're pretty. Man, they hit some deep shots on us. They made us pay a few times on some of those steals. But, man, what a night.
Yes.
What an afternoon, whatever you want to call it. 16 teams in the state of Kansas get to walk away with a win tonight, and we're one of them. So.
Yeah, Coach, I was going to say congratulations on the victory.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
How special is this senior class?
Oh, so special. I haven't always done a great job about it with – bringing in my parents at the end of the season and, especially my seniors and thanking them because it's a commitment, and I think anytime you do something in life, you got to give it everything you got. And that doesn't start when you get 25. It doesn't start when you get 30. It starts, and that's what competition and sports are all about is, learning how to play together, learning how to do things right, learning how to fit into what you're trying to do. Learning about commitment and discipline, attention to detail, all those different things that we try to teach through our leadership here at Lebo. And I'm not an easy guy to play for. I think everybody understands that. But I think at the end of the day, what they do love about me is they get everything.
Yeah.
And it shows. And this group of seniors is all about that. These three seniors have played since they were freshmen. Not too many have done that since I've been at Lebo. Those juniors really had to wait their turn this year until this year. And, those two sophomores have gotten to fit in now, but they didn't play as freshmen. But these three seniors have because they're special and, just special in the way they compete and understand. And, I couldn't have asked for three better ones to put this thing together and finish it the way we did.
Yeah, and Sierra going out with 26 points, 6 of 10 from 3.
You talk about a girl that's committed. She is absolutely committed. She transformed her whole body for this season. And to see her go out with 26, 6 points is going to get her in the record books for 6 threes, I think.
Yeah.
She might wind up in the record books of the state tournament for 6 threes in a single game. 13 is going to get us in the record books, as well,
yeah.
too. Too bad we couldn't have had a couple of those yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Just going to get them to fall yesterday. But, unfortunately, that doesn't matter. What matters is that we came out and competed today, and they gave me everything they had. And it was tough at times because of our legs and trying to get going a little bit. But I was really glad to see us put together something there. That was really impressive. Both my seniors, all three of my seniors, Abby Jones has 6, Sierra Crouch with 26, and Sage Hadley with 17.
Yeah.
But the standard is the standard at Lebo. I love that. That's been our motto. And so these underclassmen know that that's the expectation. Doesn't matter our athletic ability when we play as hard as what we do. Yes, it catches up with you some at times, but you can still compete. And so that's what I love most about it is that this group has been able to share that with the community. All these kids that we currently have in play, all these younger kids, they see it. They know the expectations and what we want.
Yeah, because you got a good good group of kids coming up through the system.
We do, and that's the thing. It's kind of been kind of blessed that we've always staggered classes. You know, yes, you have your special classes where there's three, you know, or four sometimes, but ours continue to stagger. You know, we got a good group of freshmen coming in next year to go with these juniors and with these seniors. You know, we had zero freshmen on the team this year. So, and then, you know, our junior high continues to compete at the junior high level. Our youngsters do as well, too. You know, it's a special time to be at LIBO. And again, I have full intention to be back at LIBO next year as the high school girls basketball coach. And can you compete? And that's the expectation as long as they'll give it to me.
Well, Coach, you know, I think the world of you, bud.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for all your coverage all year long.
Oh, well, congratulations, Patrick, and go celebrate it with these girls.
Hey, will do. Thank you.
All right. With me has been LIBO head girl basketball coach Pat Gardner. We'll be back with more after this two-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by USD 243 LIBO Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in LIBO and Waverly. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the LIBO Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of LIBO students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, LIBO, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by the City of LIBO, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured, equal housing lender. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, window installs, and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of LIBO and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Country 101.7.
Back here at the Colby Event Center, there's a long list of folks to thank for all of this. I want to thank my wife, first off, for letting me through all these years come out to do this and have fun covering the kids around the area. To the staff and the administrators at all of our area schools and coaches, thank you for letting us be a part of all of this and being able to get to know these kids as they're coming up, as they're growing up. Thank you to the station. Oh, my goodness. Iris and Connie and Brake and Brock and Blake and Dylan and Michael, they are family. And I want to thank all of them for all they do. I want to thank our sales staff at KVOE. If they're not able to sell this, we aren't out here. And also thank you to Tim and Ron and Aaron and everybody back there at the station, and to Carrie for the traffic department that makes adjustments on the fly sometimes to get all of these games in. And really this year we had a lot of going back and forth. Tuesday games, Thursday, three games in three different places. There are very few stations and station outfits that will put the commitment and stuff to get that done. I want to thank the great folks here at Colby. This has been a really fun trip out here to Colby. It's a great town. a great event center, and they put on a first-class state tournament. And one of the things, too, on the, our thoughts and prayers go out, there was a massive traffic accident between here and Goodland last night that shut down the interstate throughout the night. 30-some vehicles involved in it, multiple fatalities, and so our hearts and prayers go out to all those people and to the people in Yates Center and to the people in Lyon County that were hit by some devastating fires yesterday. So, our, you know, that kind of puts things into perspective. We were in a dust storm warning yesterday. Never in my life have I ever been in a dust storm warning, but when all of a sudden you can't see because of the dust, but the people here at Colby just rebounded, and like I said, our thoughts and prayers go out to those that were affected by the accidents and the fires in Yates Center and throughout the whole thing, throughout all the area. But our my part of the regular of the season wraps up. We do actually have another game coming up in 2 weeks. We have the Flint Hills Optimist Club Area High School All-Star Game, which tip-off will be about 6 o'clock and pregame about 5:40, 2 weeks from tonight. And so, yeah, how can I forget a game I'm helping run? And then also, don't forget, stay tuned here later this afternoon. Michael Deeker, my buddy, my friend, is out at Dodge City getting set to bring to you what should be an outstanding game tonight, with tip-off set about 6:15 as the Opie Eagle, at the Opie Eagles take on the Coldwater South Central team. And it should be an outstanding matchup. Good luck to the Eagles. Once again, the final score here tonight. It is Lebo 61, Attica 47. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody, and good luck to the Eagles on Country 101.7 FM.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
All the girls.
Hey, this is